Jesus
has a table.
Jesus has a table spread where the sins of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and die. It is manna in a bit and supplies our every need.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, this winter sup with Jesus. Every time, come and dine, the master calling, come and dine. Here we feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude
is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
To the hungry, call it now. Come and dine. The disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the master called unto them, come and dine. There they found their heart's desire. Bread and fish upon the fire. Was he satisfied the hungry?
Amen. Even today.
Come and dine. The master call it. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
Calling now,
come and dine. Soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. Oh, the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, it will be a glorious sight. Oh, the saints in spotless white. And with Jesus they will feast eternally. Come and dine, the master called it. Come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the to the hungry calling now.
Come and dine.
Come and dine. The master call it. Come and dine. You may feast that Jesus' table over time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calling now, come and dine.
Once more, come and dine.
Come and dine. The master calling, come and dine. You may kiss that Jesus' table over the time.
Until you know that loving hand that reaches down to pick you wherever you are, you know nothing. Until you know the love of God. Please, can you give us that song? Let's sing that song and prepare ourselves for the word of God. And gather that inspiration to pray tonight. Amen. Until you know the loving hands. Do you have it? Until you know the loving hands that reaches down to the fallen man where he had trod. Oh, you don't have it.
When he reached down.
When his hand reaches down. Let's sing it prayerfully. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us not run. Amen.
Once my heart was astray from the heavenly way, wretched and wild as can be, but my Savior.
Jesus this evening. Just remember where you were. And that merciful hand reached down to pick you and brought you where you are standing now. Amazing grace. Just remember, look back a while. Lost and blind. No hope. But His grace, His loving kindness just picked you up. And made you what you are tonight. Let's consider it. Do we come to his presence with reverence? Do we come with that reverence? Do we come with godly fear? Think of it. Think of it. You are not in the presence of any man. We are in his presence. And he knows us individually. Tonight, just say, Lord, I surrender to you with all my heart, with all my mind, my thoughts, my everything. I surrender to you tonight. Take me and mold me. Take me, Lord Jesus. Blot out, Lord, any undesirable, Lord, feelings which is of the flesh. And let the Holy Spirit sweep over me tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive me. The day so far, Lord, if I've done anything wrong, Lord, I ask your mercy and your grace to blot out, Lord Jesus, any form of, Lord, ungodliness. And Lord Jesus, bring me closer to you tonight, Lord. Search my heart, Lord Jesus. Search my heart tonight, Lord. And make me pure, Lord Jesus. I want to stand in your presence, Lord Jesus. Holding nothing, O God, but complete surrender to your will, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day so far, my going out and my coming in. Thank you for my home, Lord. Thank you for my children. Thank you, for Lord, for the sustaining power. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, the day will not smite us. And even the moon shall not smite us by night. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. Grace has made it another privilege, O God, for me to be in your presence, Lord. Father, help me. Help me, Lord, the purpose for which, Lord, you called me tonight. Let my whole being, life, heart, soul, everything, Lord, surrender to you. That your purpose, O God, at the end, Lord, there will be a complete, Lord, uplifting of my heart, Lord, my spirit. Bless your church tonight, Lord. Come, sweep over us tonight, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit now take a hold of us and bring us, Lord, to the place where, O God, we will find favor in your sight. That whatever request that is upon our hearts tonight, Lord, Father, we will have mercy, and you meet each and everyone according to your riches in glory. We thank you for the day so far, Lord. Bless the rest of the day, O God. We commit all our brethren who are not here, Lord, into your hands. We know that, Lord, there are good reasons why they are not here. Father, you are the omnipresent God. You are everywhere, and you know how to share, Lord, your blessings among your children. Reach them, Lord, wherever they are, and bless them likewise, O God. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. I have something here. Just before we read our text for tonight, it said, Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me?" Amen. Amen. Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me?" No one owned up. The disciples tried to remind him, "Oh, Master, many people are touching you here, left and right." But Jesus said, "Somebody had touched me. Amen. For I perceive that virtue is gone out of me." Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's here tonight. Amen. He's here tonight. Amen. Let's reach out and touch him. And the woman came, owned up, fell at his feet, and confessed. And he said, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace tonight." Let's touch him and receive this same grace. Be of good comfort. Thy faith had made you whole. Your faith had what? Brought whatever request is upon your heart. Go in peace. Tonight we stand. He stands in the midst of his church, as he says. He is the one that walks in the midst of the seven candlesticks. May he speak to every heart. And may he perform in our heart that work of a new birth and bring to us the redemption power of his resurrection. May he now take away all shadows of doubts and unbelief, destroying all skepticism, that the church might tonight claim and restore every virtue for the manifestation of the sons of God. Take the word tonight, Lord. Anoint them, place them in our hearts. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Shall we turn to Ephesians? We read two scriptures tonight. Ephesians 4, 6. And 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. Let's read first Ephesians 4, 6. Tonight we are going to pray. Just a short hesitation. We are going to pray tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ephesians 4, 6. He said, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." For tonight. Oh, I got it wrong. Ephesians 4, 6, is it wrong? Oh, praise the Lord. I got it wrong. Oh, hallelujah. Where is that scripture? Let's see. It's rather Philippians 4:6. Oh. Philippians 4:6. God bless you. Let's read it again. Philippians 4:6. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God." Amen. And then our second reading is 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. I believe I will get it right this time. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 19. rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Amen. Let's bow down. Dear Heavenly Father, oh yes, tonight, we've come, oh God, Lord, we don't know what even to say. Lord Jesus, you prepared for each and every one, oh Lord, something upon our hearts. We never placed there. But Lord, you have placed those things in our hearts, oh God. And Father, we need something, oh Lord Jesus, to quench that thirst, Lord. And Father, there is nothing but your word, O God. Father, tonight, as we bring our request before you, Lord, we pray the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Lord, will give us utterances. The Lord, we will pray, O God, according to what you will us, Lord. Father, let your Holy Spirit now sweep over us, sweep over your word, O God, and let it be a living word, O God, in us. As Father, tonight, we surrender everything to you and commit ourselves to prayer tonight. Help us, Lord, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? But in everything, by prayer and supplication. Supplication as humility, with all humility. Amen. See? But in everything, by prayer and supplication with humility, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And so there is a way toward to make our request be made known unto God. Amen. How to follow it? That's the word of God. Amen. So that we can receive what we are looking for. Said in everything by prayer and supplication with all humility and with thanksgiving. In all your prayer be giving thanks. All what the Lord has done, give thanks, show appreciation. He wants to hear that. Amen. So he can add more to your whatever you have already. So we must give thanks. So tonight, in your prayer, let your prayer be led by thanksgiving. Thanking him as much as you can. Praise God. Because he said by that, then you let your request be known unto him. Amen. Thanksgiving with all humility. Supplication with all humility. Tonight, let's follow the word of God. And then we make our words, our requests be made known unto him. And then in Thessalonians, Paul wrote the same thing to them. In everything, give thanks. And he said, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is the will of God, that you give thanks. The will of God is what? To give thanks. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now as a church, together as the body of Christ, brethren, let us take this admonishment. Looks as if there is slackness when it comes to prayer meetings. But it looks as if it seems it's everywhere. Because when the prophet was preaching this message in Phoenix, Arizona in 1955, the prophet said, Prayer meeting night comes. You stay at home, watch your television instead of going out to the prayer meeting. Isn't that right? He said, sure it is. He said, we have everything, time to read our papers, time to do this, time to have our society gatherings and things, but no time for God. See? So it appears slackness. In prayer meeting, is everywhere. The prophet was preaching 1955 in Phoenix. He said, what we need today is a good old-fashioned St. Paul's revival. Amen. and the Bible Holy Ghost back in the church again with signs, wonders, and miracles.
Amen.
Said time for everything, but we don't have time for God. Brethren, it is true. Here, there are very good reasons for many of us not to be here tonight. But when it becomes the other way, when the reason becomes a matter of what? Self. Or our own circumstances, then we've got to take a closer look of the situation. Praise God. Because the prophet said, you were born here to control all circumstances, not the other way. You were born here to control all circumstances, not circumstances controlling you. Praise the Lord. And in this message with the handwriting on the wall, preached in 1958, he was still talking about what? Prayer meetings. I want to stress a little upon prayer meetings for a while before we look at that to energize ourselves. Amen. He said, the church is so asleep. Let us compare everything here, what the prophet is saying. Amen. And when it comes like that, you look at your own self. Amen. So the church is so asleep, it doesn't care for prayer meetings no more. They are unconcerned. See? So no more all-night prayer meetings. The burden, no more burden for the sick. Oh, brethren, burden. Taking a brother, a sister, situation as a burden upon your heart. That is expected in the house of God. You take your brother, you take your sister's burden upon your heart.
Amen.
And pray for him, pray for her.
Amen.
He said, no more burden. No more burden for the dying.
Amen.
No more burden for the sinners. So we got to come back to the power of God, to old prayer meeting and the shaking of the Holy Ghost until men, women live holy and sanctified. Brethren, burden upon your heart, your brother's situation, your sister's situation, carrying the burden upon your heart.
Amen.
Brethren, let us, because doing that, God sees your own also. Let's remember one another.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's take one another into our heart. And then another thing, again, the message, the reaction to an action. Preaching 1959. Said, and I think it will be good for prayer meetings to be going on all day long around here. Just everywhere. For you cannot get anything from God until you get close to God. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it is written in the scriptures, draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
And so tonight, if we believe we've come here to draw nigh unto him, now listen to what the prophet is saying. He said, if we are here now for one sole purpose, that is to draw nigh unto him, let's do that with all that is within us.
Amen.
Draw nigh unto him.
Amen.
Amen. Just like when we started, we quoted whom? That who, the woman with the blood issue. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? He drew nigh unto the Lord with a true heart, full of word, full of assurance, full of faith. That if I but hold the hem of his dress, I believe I'll be what? I'll be whole. She drew nigh unto Lord Jesus Christ. Let's read that scripture, Mark 5, 27 to 30. Oh, I didn't give you our topic tonight. The topic tonight, I'm coming on that. He said, faith knows one thing, and I'll give you the answer. I saw a quote from what? The prophet. He said, faith knows one thing. So we are going to find out one thing as we are coming close to that. He said, when she had heard of Jesus, that's from 27, Mark 5. So when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, see, and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now take notice of this. If I but to touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Amen. She came with all humility. Praise God. She felt that even she wasn't worthy to go before him. She felt that she wasn't even the right person. She wasn't that all that worthy to be what? To go before the Lord. And so I'll go behind. Oh, with all humility, with all respect, with all reverence. I'll go behind and weave my way through and hold the hem of his dress. And I believe I'll be whole. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's faith. Tonight, weave yourself through whatever hindrances and obstacles. And with faith, with full assurance of faith, hold him tonight. Because he's the same. He changeth not. He's the same Jesus here. He said, and straight away, verse 29, and straight away the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Immediately. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Amen. Amen. Tonight, let's touch him. Touch him. Amen. With all that is in us, virtue went out of him. That virtue is here tonight for us to receive whatever we are looking for. My brother, my sister, touch him tonight. Because if you seek him, whatever you are looking for, there must be a fountain of the very thing you are looking for you to what? To receive. Amen. When the deep calleth unto the deep, there must be what? A deep to what? To answer. And in this message book, Expectation, preached in New York, 1950, said, before there was a tree to grow on earth, there had to be an earth first for it to grow in. Or there would not be, there would not have been what? A tree. Praise the Lord. And he said, if you have a desire in your heart to be healed by divine healing, or whatever is on your heart tonight, he said, there's bound to be a fountain of what? Healing somewhere. Or that desire wouldn't be in your heart. Your problem tonight, your request tonight, if there is no answer for it, praise God, there wouldn't be that problem for you. Yes, sir. Whatever situation you are in, if there is no answer to it, they wouldn't have been there. But for his name to be glorified, that's why that thing is there for you to hope. Go through supplication with all humility, with all thanksgiving, and you make the request and be made known unto him. Because we are doing it according to his word. Amen. He said, if there is a hunger in your heart for more of God, there's what? There's bound to be more of God somewhere for you to what? To find. Amen. Amen. That's the word of God. Now, we are coming to where our topic is. He said, faith knows one thing. We are going to look for that one thing. Amen. In the message book preparation, preaching 1953. So we are preparing. He said, now preparation. God, before he does anything, He always prepares for it. Before we go over to fight a war, first we have to prepare for it. Tonight, make yourself prepare, because we are going to what? We are going to pray and receive from Him tonight.
Amen.
Said, if you are going to get married, do what? You prepare for that time. See? Said, God always prepares the people for the event that's just about to happen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. He prepares His people for an event that is going to happen. And He has prepared us with what? A vindicated word of God.
Amen.
To face the situation of what? Laodicea. So it is, whatever is on your heart, He has already prepared the answer for you, my brother.
Amen.
It is here, it is in you. Yours is what? Is to believe and with faith. Grab whatever you are looking for tonight. He said, you believe it's preparation time. The prophet is asking, you believe it's preparation time?
Amen.
Then he said, don't notice your age.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know why he said your age. He said, don't notice your age. Don't notice the circumstances. Faith knows no age limit.
Amen.
Or circumstances. Now listen, he said, faith knows one thing. That's our topic tonight. He said, faith knows one thing. God said so. That settles it.
Amen.
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 Faith knows one thing. That God said so. And it settles the matter.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And so if the word of God says, and I'll give you unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, that whatsoever you shall what? Bind here on earth is bind in heaven. And whatever you losing here is losing in heaven. Is it true? Faith knows one thing. God says so. Amen. And that settles it. So if you need to bind something, bind it tonight.
Amen.
If you want to lose something tonight. Because faith knows only one thing. God said so.
Amen.
And that settles it.
Amen.
Another place in the scripture said, all things are possible to them that believe. Is that also true?
Amen.
Our faith knows one thing. God says so. And that settles it. Let your faith hold that all things are possible tonight to me. Because faith knows one thing, that God said so. And that settles it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have here something here. He said, is it true that there will be none barren in the house of God?
Amen.
Is it true?
Amen.
Faith knows one thing, God says so, and that settles it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So there will be none barren in His house.
Amen.
And the question is it true?
Amen.
Faith knows only one thing. God
Amen.
Says so.
Amen.
And that settles it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And I wrote Isaiah 54 here. I love it so much. It says, sing, O barren. Thou that didn't not bear, break forth into singing.
Amen.
And cry aloud, thou that did not travail with a child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord.
Amen.
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 The barren, he says, look, your children are even more than a married woman. Yes, sir. Is it true?
Amen.
God says so.
Amen.
That settles it.
Amen.
He said, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Just preparation.
Amen.
Prepare. Amen.
Amen.
Wide in every corner. Because you are going to receive. Is it true?
Amen.
God says so. And that settles it.
Amen.
That's the only thing faith knows. Faith knows one thing. God said so, and that settles it. He said, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and the left hand, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be what? Inhabited. Amen. Oh, there is a testimony that says the barren had what? Born seven. Amen. So faith sees that. The testimony of my own sister Hannah, and I'm believing that the same God who changeth not, the word says so, and that settles it.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Then the prophet said, it's prayer that I depend on.
Amen.
Said, it is prayer that I depend on. That's the secret of all mysteries of God. That's the key that opens the door to everything of God. It's prayer. If you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for. And God will make it known.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir. With all thanksgiving. He said, give thanks in everything. And with all supplication, make your request be made known tonight unto God. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet was referring to signs. That we have evil like polio, diphtheria, all these sicknesses and all those killer diseases. Amen. He said signs were able to find the inoculation to overcome these cures. Then what about... Oh, amen.
Amen.
That we as Christians also cannot find a key against anything that is what? Is contrary in our lives.
Amen.
There must be signs I've been able to do.
Amen.
Then what about the power of God?
Amen.
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 It's all because he said, look, the key. He said, one key, a little lever, doesn't what? Go right. You will turn and turn and turn. The door will not open. A little lever is not in place. It will never turn. But if the lever is what? According to what? The very key, the hole, definitely it will what? It will turn. And what is the, when the lever goes wrong, where? In spiritually is what? Your doubts is that lever that made the whole thing wrong. Your doubts, your unbelief. Don't doubt. Amen.
Amen.
And take the hands of faith.
Amen.
And open the door tonight.
Yes,
and where you need to close, close it and shut it.
Amen.
There are some things that we need to what? Put them somewhere. Shut them forever. That is what he said. Bind. Anything that you bind here, we bind in heaven.
Amen.
You close it with that same key. And with that same key, you open what? Blessings to flood. There are things that you need to close tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And there are things also you need to what? To open tonight. Oh, yes, sir. And it all depends on if our heart does not condemn us. If our heart condemns us, we can never receive anything from God. Amen. But we believe that we have done our confession before the Lord. If you, as we are getting to prayer, if there is, let's read that scripture because it is one of the hindrances that actually hold our prayer. I think it's in 1 John. Let's read that scripture. So that if you need to do a confession before you pray, these are all the supplication he's talking about with all humility. Praise the Lord. I think 1 John. Can somebody find a scripture for us to read it? I believe it's in 1 John. Yeah, that one is verse 9. Okay, let's read 1 John 1, 9 first. Let's read that one first. He said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Amen. Then there is another one where he says, if our heart condemns us not, then we have what? We have a confidence towards God. That's how it's written. If you can get that scripture for me so that we read. If our heart condemns us not, we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, 1 John 3:20. I've opened the place right before me. Amen. Yes, 1 John 3:20. He said, for if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. So, beloved, if our heart condemns us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Amen. So my brother, tonight, as we look at our scripture once again, said with what? With thanksgiving in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your request be made known to God. Tonight, if there is something, your heart, there is no confidence in your heart because of an unconfessed evil or situation, do the confession first. Because these are all the supplications that you need to do. Here it is. He said, by prayer and supplication, and with thanksgiving, let your request be known, made known unto God. Tonight, how many believe that it is what? Faith knows one thing. Faith knows one thing. God said so, and that settles it. Take something from the word here that goes with you and tell the enemy, tell him that my faith holds to only one thing. God says so, and that settles it. Tonight, God says so, and that settles it. Tonight, I want to claim my own. I want to claim my own. I'm going to quote what actually needs in my life and tell the enemy, God says so. I have to pray for my sister. I have to pray for my brother because I know he is in need. I know she is in need. And I have to quote the word and tell the enemy and tell God himself, the Lord, my faith holds unto only one thing, that you said so, and that settles it. Amen. And I believe it tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Shall we stand? Do you have this song, I Believe God, I Believe God? Do you have it? I believe God. I believe God, ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe and say, I believe God. I believe God, I believe God. Let's, and it shall be done. Trust and obey.
I believe God, and he shall be done. Trust and obey, believe and say, I believe God.
Let's sing it again.
I believe God, I believe.
Amen.
Ask what you will if you believe him, and it shall be done.
Amen.
Even if you want salvation, if you want the Holy Ghost power, just trust and obey and believe him. He will what? He will provide tonight. My brother, faith knows one thing. God said so, and that settles it. Whatever you are looking for, quote from the word and tell the Lord, Lord, my faith holds on to one thing, that you said so, and that settles it.
Amen.
Amen. How many believe tonight? Oh, whatever is on your heart. And don't forget to pray for your brother, pray for your sister. And meanwhile, look at the approach. Look at the approach. He said, in all things, give thanks. So give thanks unto him first. Give thanks unto him first. And then with supplication, if there is any form of confession, with all humility, just confess to him, say, Lord, this is where I've made a mistake. Lord, forgive me. And then he said, with that, make your request be made known unto him. Praise the Lord. So thanksgiving, let's sing one song and then throw ourselves into thanksgiving and towards supplication, and then put our request before him tonight. Oh, God says so. My faith knows one thing tonight. God says so, and that settles it. My faith knows only one thing tonight. God says so, and that settles it. tonight. Lord Jesus, we have come believing, O God. We've come, Lord, with our thanksgiving. We've come, Lord, because, Father, you have done so. Lord, we have no words even to give about our thanks. How, Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, all that you have done for us. According to your word, he said, in everything, we should give thanks, Lord. Tonight, Lord, we bring our thanksgiving. We bring our thanksgiving. Our thanksgiving, Lord, in our homes, the sustaining power. Oh, in our homes, our children. In our homes, Lord, the clothing that you clothe us. In our homes, Lord. Oh, Father, your presence. Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Accept your thanksgiving tonight. Lord, we've come with our heart, Lord, thanking you, Lord Jesus, because, Lord, you have been, Lord. Your faith tonight, your testimony tonight. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Who touched me? I touched you, Lord. We have touched you tonight. We've touched you tonight, Lord. And we believe the Lord. We are coming back. Coming back, Lord. The days ahead. To bring, Lord, our thanksgiving again and again. Our testimonies. That you have done it. Even as we live here, every request, every utterance tonight, our faith knows one thing. God says so, and that settles it. We know the Lord. It is already settled. Settled in heaven. Yes. Every request tonight will never return to us void. It is already accomplished. In the name of Jesus Christ, because he says so and thus settles it, that if we shall come before him, believing all things are possible, and that's what our faith knows, that God, you said it and thus settles it. We believe it, Lord Jesus. That, oh, the Lord, our utterances had not come from us. But the Holy Spirit that you place in us have been groaning to ask according to your will. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, what you want us to say, we have said it, Lord, not from us. That's what we believe tonight, Lord. And that every request that is in this house, in the name of Jesus Christ, we believe it, O God. Every home that is looking for the fruit of the womb, in the name of Jesus Christ. You said there wouldn't be any barrenness in the house of God. Who said it? Lord, you said it. And our faith holds on to that one thing, that God says so, and that settles it. Lord, your sons in this house, they are looking for the regularization of their documents. It has taken long, but Lord Jesus, we know they are for a purpose. That your name be glorified, for your work to be seen as great. So we believe it, Lord. The Lord Jesus, wherever their documents are, Lord, the Holy Spirit will fish them out and process them spoken, Lord, and it is not from us. It's the Holy Spirit. Your own word has spoken it. Your own spirit has spoken it. And it is God says so, and that settles it. Lord, your children, many are looking for jobs. Looks as if all doors are closed. But we have the key. The key of faith. Tonight, we've opened every door. You are the one that can make a way where there is no way. You are the same God tonight. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, yes, Lord. Doors open for each and everyone looking for a job. The type of job we are looking for, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, let these utterances, Lord, oh God, never return to us void. But we come back, Lord, giving glory to you. Testimonies to the glory of your name. Thanksgiving. Yes, Lord. That's where our faith is holding tonight. It sees only one thing. God says so. And that settles it. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Every request, unspoken, even they are all in your hands. You know us more than we know ourselves. You know, Lord, what even we need that can sustain us, as the prophet said. You always prepare your people against the events that are coming. Let Lord Jesus receive them against the situation. We don't believe all what the world is saying. We are looking at the word. We are not looking at the circumstances, Lord. We are looking at the word. Life in the word. Bless your name, Lord, this morning. Father, we thank you, God. The church has given all that we can say, Lord. Thanking you for everything that you have done for us. Oh, yes, Lord. We appreciate them, Lord. That every footstep that we take, we know it is being guided by you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. It's finished. It's established. In Jesus' name. Amen. God richly bless you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many believe? How many believe? That we come back here and bring our testimonies one by one. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say the dreams are lost in pain.
George just close us with a prayer. Let's bow down and ask our brother prayers.
Father, we thank thee for this night you've given unto us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank thee for your goodness, Lord. Father, what can we say that's not been said? Lord, all we desire, Father, is, Father, as we stay together, we pray together.
Amen.
Lord, Father, tonight, we haven't had a night like this, Father, for a very long time.
Amen.
How sad it is, Lord, that the church doesn't pray like this. Not to say we don't pray at home. We pray at home, Father, but how good it is, Lord. Like they prayed in the upper room. You
yes,
subscribed
Lord Jesus. Yes,
that
Lord.
They should pray. Pray Amen. As one, Father. We're grateful, yes, Father. Lord, many times we go away and our voices are strong. We've just said amen. We've not prayed to thee. Pardon
yes,
us, Lord, and let it be this would be our custom.
Yes,
like
Lord.
It used to be in the old church, Lord. We'd pray and we'd cry. But Lord, Father, we've lost our first love.
Yes,
Lord we
Jesus.
Pray that you'd inspire the ministers, that they'd push us this way again, Father. Lord, Father, it's good to hear preaching, but it's good to pray. And we're so grateful. Bless Brother Max and his kind heart, Lord, Father, for allowing us
yes,
to pray
Lord
as a
Jesus.
Church. For Lord, it's easy for us to pray at home, but it's nice for us to pray together.
Amen.
And we're so grateful for this word of prayer tonight. Father, it's better than 10,000. Jesus, we pray your grace. Father, knowing indeed, Lord, that if we come next week or we don't do it for a long time, we get lost again, Lord.
Yes.
But as we pray together, Lord, we grow in love one another.
Amen.
Bless our church in this way, Father, that we'd be known even as a praying church in Ireland, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Grant
Jesus.
Us grace now as we part. Part with us, O God, that as we have picked up the Spirit, Lord, let us continue on, Lord, in prayer, Lord, that when we'd come again to pray like this, Lord, Father, we'd lift up again and we'd break
yes,
through to
Lord.
Your presence, believing that one day, Father, Lord, Father, we'd be like the early church again, Father. Lord, we'd have that faith restored back where, Father, limbs and all those things would be done in our midst.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
All we just need is a breakthrough. Bless
Amen.
This, Father, effort, Lord, and let it be done often amidst us, Lord. We're looking unto thee. Bless our brother as he travels tomorrow. Bless our communion service. Bless all our needs that we have, Father, as a church. Father, we believe, Lord, tonight, if it's healing, we've been granted healing, Lord. Lord, if it's work, we've been granted work. Whatever
yes, Lord,
we have need of, Lord, it's all under the atonement, Lord. Bless us now as we part. Give us traveling mercies, we pray. Grant us your grace that we keep your word always in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God richly bless you. The brother just reminded me. Friday, the Lord's Supper had been sent to 17th. So this coming Friday, there wouldn't be the normal service. Praise the Lord. And then... actually, I said I will be traveling tomorrow. I went home, I looked at my ticket, it's rather next week. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It looks as if I'm growing old. So, it's next week rather on the 16th. I'll just go for a very short, this is the main one of my exams that I need to do, just short one. You remember me in prayer. So, next week, Lord willing, we shall meet again. Amen. So the communion service is also shifted to the 17th. God richly bless you.